Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
That's wonderful. Sam Cooke.
All right, you're listening to Tim Aldridge,
Cosmic Philosopher. And yes, today we have another opportunity to talk more about issues that, of course, the more we talk good things, the better we become. It is a fact that we do have some things to learn. Because we have missed out on a lot of good things. We are to know. And therefore, we can embrace opportunities to establish ourselves by paying attention and doing good thinking. And don't go wake up every day and think about the usual day-to-day life. Because indeed, we have a day-to-day life. The day-to-day life that we experience are to be managed by sanity. If we don't develop that sense about the world, what kind of world are we living in? And why we put an interest into certain things? What if we know much more about the things, some of the things that we put an interest in? You know, a lot of those things we wouldn't do. Do with other things because we have an interest to effectuate a better experience in life. Because after a while, you know, we all become unable to do things that would give us more purpose to be alive. When we live and focus the wrong way, see the wrong things, we try to impress other people with things that bad selection. And it may take a while before we realize that, you know, we kind of waste precious time doing things that are not precious at all. All right. Well, this is one of the opportunities. And like a half a century of my life went by. I grew up youngster in Jamaica, St. Catherine area there, when my exposure was just to the church. Now, I come to realize that the church was just a sodomite experience. Sodomite people created the church. So, you see, the world is full of a lot of things. And when, you know, a baby is born, they're born into this environment, what do they know? That's why our parenting is important. And whatever we learn from our parents, the principal source of learning, we will become an adult by that type of information and thinking. We will become an adult by that information. And it may take a long time before we discover that we needed to know universal things, not just the little societal area of a district or a little town where we grow up. And not until if we are trying to optimize ourselves to understand the world around us? Will we become aware of better things to be concerned with? First of all, it's very easy to go astray and get into trouble and just cannot get a hold of ourselves because we don't know the right thing. Our thinking is what guide us to live a certain kind of way. But when we don't get that type of a knowledge, we try to find things to preoccupy. And when we don't have a discipline, we just go a sense of good selection. The way we want to style our lives and don't live as though there is nothing to worry about. We have much to be concerned about, and that is what to do with ourselves, what we are doing with ourselves. To feel good about yourself. Self-esteem is a very serious thinking and feeling. Self-esteem. If you don't feel good about yourself, what are we to do to have good self-esteem? It's to think of something or a way of life. And each day we wake up and, there is 12 hours daylight time that a society wakes up and then do certain things. We have certain rituals that we do. And it's what we do. It's the way we think that holds us in place. And if you pursue a certain heart and you get good at it, that becomes your preoccupation, and you work at it until you're successful and you're pleased with your life. You have some thought about what kind of people to keep company with. And it is always good when you don't follow anybody around. You have an independent form of thinking that is bringing to you a certain style of life that you think is good, and you pursue that way of life. Now, you can find people to be friends with, because we do need each other, and it's always good to seek out the type of people, because we, into this world that we're living in right now, the Anadamani world, the white people rule, like in Jamaica, a lot of us don't think of it because our parents didn't really talk to us about slavery and a lot of things. So we just grow up like that. It's good when we are able to perceive a way, a certain way, and how to reason, develop our judgment, and give restraint to the way we allow ourselves to do things and seek out how to operate and to make your life good. So once you are satisfied with the way you're living and stuff like that, that's the thing to do. You know, you don't want to lack a good self-esteem. So make yourself important. First, to yourself. If you think you are important, if you like what you do and stuff like that, you don't bother nobody. You don't get in no trouble. Each day, you do something productive and achieve at something that you like to do. And, you know what I mean? You have 12 hours in a day. And the other 12 hours is darkness. You know, you learn to appropriate your life and understand that you live on a planet that is causing you to see day and night. It's the planet that is causing day and night. And it is not like the Bible tells us. And I find this to be interesting myself, because I thought in my earlier life that night just come on automatically. It's not that anything is moving. That's because the Bible says God divide the night, the light, the what? God divide the light from the darkness, right? So I didn't know, perceive that it is the earth that I am living on making this motion, that turn to the sun and turn away from the sun in its rotation and revolution. Well, principally, it is the revolution where it turns over. The circumference, the size of the earth, turning over like a globe, turning around. And it, because it's so big and revolving, it takes 24 hours for the earth to make a full revolution. So in making this one revolution, because it's making a lot a revolution. Within a year, this earth makes like about 365 days. The earth is turning over 165 days within 1 year. And you can like divide that. 365 multiply by two, how many hours that is, right? So we, because it's day is light and day, the day is 12 hours, the daylight, right? Within a day, within 1 day, within 24 hours, 12 hours of darkness and 12 hours of light, right? But when we don't know that it is the earth that is turning over, so how do you understand that the earth is turning over? You're on the earth and you're seeing the same trees and you the same house, and if you go down to town and you come back home and stuff like that, and the earth is turning around with you. That's something that is interesting. And when you think that we grow up and, you know, wake up in the morning and go to school, do other things, and go to bed at night, it's a ritualistic thing that we do. And, you know, one day pass, 1 week pass, and then a month passes, and, you know, 12 months make 1 year, right? And then we go into the houses of the zodiac, 12 houses of the zodiac,
And, you know, it takes like quite a few thousand years for us to go through the 12 houses of the zodiac, right? So we live in a world that is beyond us as little human beings, right? We are hybrid civilized people, and we have the potential to learn and to understand the motion of the universe that we are living in. But if we are not taught that, we grow up and our minds blank towards these type of things that we are living. Our eyes are seeing things that we should be able to interpret them. But when we are not told, our mind just, you know, we just do common thinking because we think about stuff automatically, and the kind of stuff that we think about are not things that we should be penetrating on like every day. That's all we think about. We should have a wider, broader knowledge of the world. But we don't do that because guess what? We African people who are grown up into slavery enclave of the white people. That's not life. That's not intelligent life at all. But when that's all we know, and then they give us the Bible with Jesus and give us about the creation of Bible with the wrong, information that is not true. Misinformation about Adam and Eve in a garden. That's not true. But we grow up and that's all we know. And that control the rem or the orbit of our minds. See what I mean? I feel bad about this because knowing that I grew up in this shallow and impaired imagination. I hate that because it shouldn't happen. It should not have happened. We are people able to live on a higher frequency. Come on. Don't dumb me down. You know, why should we live so ignorant? But you want to thank someone for that? I mean, I can't tell you to thank anybody for that. But identify the people who cause black people such pain and suffering. Indo-Europeans. Now, it's one thing when something happens, and you know when it happens, it affects you, and you don't know. It's as well you were never born and grew. You're never born in the world, because what purpose do you serve? Remember, life is something that, you know, you need to be healthy and well, right? And able to do things that make you feel good. Once you're dead, that's it. Once you're dead, that's it. So what we want to do is, when we're alive, is to be alive in the context life was meant for. See what I mean? And when you are put in an experience that is not consistent, the vibrant type of life that we should be exposed to, then it's a waste of time. And when men and women going around and just want sex from each other, and they have children, and they don't care about educating you to grow up and understand the world around you. No, because all they were looking is sex, pleasure. And basically, that's the world that I grew up in. Because These white people, they didn't want nothing from black people than to work them and abuse them, because there's a reason why they got us as slaves. And we had nothing to do besides just cooperate, because you don't know no better. It's when you know better, you have power to not be a slave. So what happened now when we are in this disadvantaged position where we are under slavery and we are exposed to just ideas and imagination of things that subject us, keep us confined to thoughts that are untrue. No? Because when I think about back in my younger days, back in Jamaica and stuff like that, I started to drive when I was early 20. Right? In my early 20s. And I was reading on the fourth grade level. And that enabled me to say drive, get a driver's license and drive, you know. So I would drive, you know, like I got a job with the St. Catherine Parish Library and I drove for them maybe like 3 years. So I drove quite a bit around St. Catherine, you know. And later, I drove for the JOS bus service in Kingston about 11 months. And then I drove for the meteorological service. And then that takes me around St. Catherine. And a larger area in St. Catherine than I would with the St. Catherine Parish Library. But basically, much further. I went much further, cover some more distance with the meteorological service. And I am looking at my state of mind. Back then, I was not a foolish person, but the scope of my imagination and issues that I think about. At that time, I didn't know anything, what the difference between AD and Adamany and the BC era. No more than if somebody say BC mean before Christ. I don't know what it means. I was not expanded in my perception at that time. I'm not taught. So I was capable of understanding if I was taught, you know? And since I did not get an education to read and to read serious issues and broaden my understanding, I was just confined to being like that. So my mind is working. My mind is working. And all I can see is the trees and the road that I'm driving in. And, you know, and my imagination don't go very far. A good thing for civilized people to live like you're a lower animal. That's not a good thing. And that's why I'm telling you, my friends, when I talk to you about the church, you might think that since you're still under the belief influence, I call it the belief syndrome, you only know about that because you're not exposed to anything else. It's difficult. for you to become acquainted with a different type of thinking. It's difficult. And I would say to you, if you want to improve your perception and understanding of things, and to make decision as to the way you want to live, how you should live, acquaint yourself with words that you're reading, because that will inevitably cause you to elect a different way of life. You'll begin to understand things far beyond, say, a shallow scope of reading. Because when you're reading, say, we call it now, we grow up in a spiritual and a secular world. I come to find out there is no such a thing. But they use the Bible to frame those type of ideas. You know, if you're in the church, you're spiritual. And if you stop being a church person, we say you backslide out of church, right? But there's no secular world. There is just the world. And the secular world come in the concept where the devil was thrown down from heaven. See, this is the Bible that we believe in to teach us those that stuff, right? So as long as we are under the Bible influence, we're going to think that there is a secular world and a spiritual world. And the secular world pertains to the devil and hell, right? So I come to realize that nothing don't go like that. But that thinking keeps us in the church, where we think about why people behave the way they do, why people are in church and people get out of church. It is because of the Bible teaches us that. And where the Bible come from? The Bible come from the Indo-European that make us slaves. You see? And as long as you grow up with the Bible and go to church and go to Sunday school and they teach you the Bible, you will always be ignorant and don't know it. And you cannot accept when anybody come and talk bad about the church and talk about Christianity. You will not like that because you don't know no better. So it is sad. It is sad that a lot of us don't get a chance to know any better. Now, I like to talk about these type of issues because I know that a lot of people are suffering from having a healthy perception of the world around them. They don't know that. And if you begin to tell some people, they don't want to hear it. And some people, you know, they think they get too old to learn anything and they are all right with Jesus. You know, Jesus is not something to be all right with. You see what I mean? Just like you think John Brown is your father, and John Brown is not your father. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. And so long that we believe in something, only knowledge. You have, you discover that truth. That's the only thing that can get you out of that thinking. You see what I mean? And is a problem. when we don't know. And the reason why we don't know is not our fault. How do you get out of that assumption that, you know, this is so, and you just go on and think it is so, and you have no interest to think it is not so? That's a serious thing. That's a serious thing. You know, but if you develop the attitude of wanting to know things, power is with you to transform you out of that. Now, we are in a world where you see black people, Chinese people, Indian people. Now, a good sense of understanding how to group people. I'm gonna like explain this. Just say I'm talking to somebody we don't know, because a lot of people know what I'm saying. So I'm not talking like nobody out there don't know what I'm saying. I'm not talking that. I'm talking for people who are desperate and would enjoy knowing certain things and nobody know how to talk about it to them. I was such a person that needed somebody to talk to me, and nobody did. So now I want to talk. And, you know, it may be an occasion that somebody begin to listen to what I'm saying and find out, say, oh, you know, you know, I'm glad I was listening to this. I'm glad I get a chance to listen to something like this, because, you know, it helps. Yes, you know, enlightened. And that is, you see people all over the world, all kind of people, Chinese and stuff like that. You don't know where Chinese come from. You don't know where Indian come from, or why, or no knowledge of how they exist. And you see the real dark black people, and, you know, with, you know, the nice Afro hair. But in history, we have two sets of human beings. The civilized one by blood, and the uncivilized. And it is the world history taken about that is certified. Bible is not certified, and that is something that is very good to know. That the Bible that you believe in and it's controlling your life is not certified. No academic certification whatsoever. And you may say, well, are millions of people go to church? Yes. But remember, I'm telling you, two type of people exist in the world. Is the civilized one by blood, not by some kind of learning. Because the intelligence of a person don't come from outside. It comes from within you. If you're sensible, or if you're, you know, too ignorant to live on the earth. So the way you group, how we group, or how history group civilized people is the Chinese, the Indians, and all other, we are the same group, and we call it ethnicities, right? All of these people are grouped together as ethnicities. Like Indians, you see, Indian live, say, in India, right? And Chinese live into the Asian country and stuff like that. Black people, you know, like Africa is the countries of Africa stands black people, I guess, because the colors, the ethnicities, they choose a land that, you know, they will fill up that country there with their ethnicity, but they will not object, like Chinese don't care. I mean, that Indian come and live in China, and China and Indians won't object to Chinese live in India. And let's say like Jamaica has like predominantly out of slavery or black skin, all right? And Chinese come and live in Jamaica, Indian come and live in Jamaica, and it's all right. And even white people come and live in Jamaica. However, though, white people are not civilized by blood. Mm-mm. And I'm talking from historic point of view now, scientific historic point of view, world history textbook, that control the information of people that live in the world. Now, the white people, their land is in Europe. And if you read about white people, they call them Indo-European white people, right? They talk about different ethnicities. If they have, all right, if they have any different type of white people, ethnicity, we're not concerned with that. But they, by origin, come from the same ancestors that is not civilized. Because civilized people come from a certain blood, which is called the Elohim hybrid people. So though we are different ethnicities, but we are coming from the same civilized blood, right? Very important for people to understand. Now, the white people over the past 12,000 years, they have gotten more, enlightened because of the hybrid people. And they learn language and everything like that. They are not original because they did not evolve and taught words. And the reason why hybrid people are taught, it is because of the God that created them. The Elohim. And you read the Bible, and the Bible talk about Elohim. And who write the Bible? The hybrid people. Is the Hindu white people. And there's a reason why they do it and try to make the church and try to save black people. That's the reason why the world is full of evil today, because of these white people. And if you don't know that, you are going to live confused and you don't understand the world. You need to understand that. That is something I feel very useful to tell, because I read it, it's true. Ain't nobody coming behind me and disprove it, because it don't come out of a fictional book. It don't come out of the Bible. The Bible is generally a fictional book, because it tells about creation of people that is a lie. And this tell those lies about Adam and Eve because they want to have control over the world. So they make a story that sounds like, oh, this represents everybody that live on earth. And that is a lie. Church is not a place you go, because it's white people that establish church and try to bring black people into it and say they need to be saved because God threw a devil down to earth. And now that I tell you, you start to read, you begin to see that a lot of things that you thought when you read the Bible, nothing don't go so. Nothing don't go so. And they have killed a lot of black people because they don't want the knowledge of civilization to spread the world and smother them because they want to come and, you know, and control the resources on earth. These Indo-European. Okay? So you think they are your friend? They are not your friend. And you will see how many places the black people settled, that these white, there come the white Indo-European white people coming there, take it over. And by now, your imagination must begin to open up to see, but that is true. That is true. How did they come to have so much churches and hoon everywhere? Yeah, they are thieves. They are criminals. And they don't live by the law, the government that controls the hybrid society, the civilized society, because their aim is to destroy and bring under their subjection the hybrid people. And one thing that is peculiar about these Indo-European people, they are not, then, like I said, they are not a civilized culture. They are a sodomy culture, right? And whereas the civilized people, heterosexual, and white people are homosexual culture, and you can see in the United States, where they have taken over 400 years ago, it's just about a few years ago when Obama, maybe 8 years or something, maybe not 8 years yet, no, but somewhere there, 6 to 7 years ago, when this is 2012. So, you know, it's just that long. Is it 2012? 2015, right? So it's not long ago that they passed law at their so-called Supreme Court, because it's not a civilized court. They want African civilized people to recognize them as a civilized people and civilized establishment. But that's not true. It's not in the world. It's a textbook. Okay? And if we don't come to the point where we are able to remove all these old bunch of uncivilized stuff out of our territory and let them go where they belong with their sodomy concept. Let them go there with whatever enlightenment they have and live their life over where they are. And don't come in our territory and tell us about AB Anadamani. Okay? Because, you see, they are happy now and all of this because so many decades have passed where all they dedicate themselves to is to write a Bible and to about black people. Because they don't write about themselves as holy and righteous. They write about like Abraham, Moses, Isaac, and Jacob, and all these kind of patriarchs, right? Actually, using some truth to write their uncivilized way of life they call New World Order. We must know that. And they would like to kill you if you are about to, like, you know, begin to affect what they established. They already destroyed our civilization. They can't kill it, but they have done enough destruction to it and to us. How many of us they kill black people? How many of them black people ever killed? We never go after them, and we don't. Have no imperial colonialism. Black people don't do that to white people. We are the ones that help them to become as civilized as they are. and never reject them when they want to advance themselves. No, they are taught by us, and then they turn on us, you know, and want to take over and have us turn sodomite. That's what it is. And if you are afraid of them and think that, okay, you don't want them to kill you, so therefore you can't afford to talk, well, they will continue doing what they're doing. They'll continue doing what they're doing. So, you're listening to Tim Aldred, and this is my state of mind today. And this is what I'm inspired to say. It is the truth. And anybody is listening to it, you are to set yourself, read and think about these kind of things, because these are like ultimate issues. And when you know them, you know, nobody cannot get you into believing nonsense. You need to know them. You need to know how the sun come up every day in the morning, in the east, we call it, in the east, and go down in the west. Well, it is a global effect. Why we say east, west, north, and south. Right? And it is a function that is a function that causes the rise of the sun in the east, right? So we need to know these basic things and do not allow these Indo-European to come and tell us all kind of lies, because they want to stay in power. They're not going to stay in power because we are the hybrid people are created with intelligence, for God's created us to be primitive workers for them, because, you know, and this we need to know, that the gods that came to earth and created mankind, as far as the history shows, they did not have any intention to create any human like us at all. They have the scientific power, like, to create a lot of beings. They can create life, different life of, you know, animals, and then they can create human-like creatures. And they created us, a special creature, and give us a certain wide understanding. And something you'll shock to know is that they use blood and flesh of their own to create this paragon hybrid human being, Homo sapiens sapiens. You see, because they wanted a brain that was closely operate like them. And that's who we are. So when you see our attitude and nature that we have is special. We don't go about and talk about we're killing other people and take over what they have, but they do it to us. These Indo-Europeans. And they take off, they'll take off your drawers off of you. These Indo-Europeans. You know, if that drawers means something to them, they're going to take it off of you and you know, kill you if you know, and then go ahead and enjoy whatever they can get out of with them, steal from you. And look and see their insanity. When they take away land and stuff from the African people, they don't go anywhere else. You go away and for thousands of years come back, and they are at the same place. They're offspring. They don't run. I mean, you think somebody with sense, when they steal something, they run. They don't want you to catch them and prosecute them. But these, they think that anywhere they go and take anything, it's theirs. They're not running. You better run. You better run from them. And this is what we have going on here now. I mean, the Pope lives on this fatherland where the Roman Etruscan king was overthrown by these Europeans, and they are now calling themselves Roman Republic and all that. There's a lot of things that has gone on planet Earth over the past 12,000 years. The Neolithic age, come right on down to the Bronze Age. A lot of things happened. And something worthwhile noting. Look and see the date when they published the Bible, and talk about 15 years before they published the Bible, God gave these words to prophets before Christ. All these whole bunch of stuff, these Indo-European rites, and we grow up, as generations to our ancestors, and we don't know the truth because they see to it that our ancestors begin to believe what they were teaching them on the slavery and stuff like that. They convert us into nonsense. So this is the problem Black people are going through. I hear about we are in the diaspora and stuff, and they go to Africa and mess up the people's minds as well with the Bible. They wrote the Bible about Adam and Eve to mess up the mind of the African people. And may you not suffer from that, and your children not suffer from this. And the only way to do that is that we must bring back our civilization to what it is and in our territory. We cannot allow these white people to come and spread their sodomy in our territory. And we have what it takes to do it. I mean, if you get the truth, you can't get powered. You know, because you must speak the truth. You see? And this is not an adversary that we don't have capability to defeat. We defeat them by doing the right thing. You see? Because if we are doing the right thing, they start feel pain. You see? They start suffer if we start doing the right thing. Because how much we contribute to them by going to church and believing in the church and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ? How much we contribute to them? We give them, I mean, hard-earned wealth. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. And it is so that no one is going to defeat the person, a hybrid, who leave out the ignorance of Christianity. As long as you're under Christianity, your energy is gone weak, so tell. You don't have the energy to overcome because you have to disconnect from all of this Bible hypocrisy that they have in there, that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of the Bible because they are spiritually discerned. Those things are nonsense, you know. But the first step is to realize that the Adam and Eve story is not a story. It's a fiction that the sodomite created. They're sodomites. Come on. If you know what a sodomite is, then you know that these people are not civilized in blood. They are not supposed to rule anywhere in African territory. Because we are covered under a kingship government. Long before they had any sense to talk A, B, C, D. We must come to know that. When we come to know that, they don't want anything to do with us. You see, because it goes against everything that they are, that they exist by. I'm a sodomite. And they are going to make law here in our territory. And we can't do nothing. And they... You know, we have to subscribe to them government that open up the door for them to come here and marry two men
and them they are in control of our schools, healthcare and everything, and creation at large. They must control that. So we will not prevail against these sodomites unless we come to know the truth. And the truth is right here. The truth is right here. So if we have the truth and allow people to remove us from the truth, that's bad. That's the worst thing. So it's like you have your wealth and some criminal come and steal it and you don't have nothing. And they turn like, you know, they are the elite, the wealthy, and you don't have nothing. How about that? How about you transform into a pauper? Because some clever thief steal what you have. That's where things are. All right. Now, I want to close off this segment and get into this next portion. And that is Elohim, which is the creator of civility on earth. And I shall read this as a preface to it. The Elohim, the gods, came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testament to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. All right, so let me go on now and read to you the title of the synopsis I have provided. Elohim civilized prehistory. Man endocrine, not Caucasoid. Learn the principal fact. Elohim civilized prehistory. Man endocrine, not Caucasoid. Learn the principal fact. Right? I read that good. Elohim civilized prehistory, man endocrine, not Caucasoid. They don't have our endocrine. We secrete different energy from them, and they want us to think that we and them are the same thing, so that they, everything they want to make up and force us to be underneath them, relegate us to nothing. We must know the truth.
learn the principal fact. And the principal fact is that black people and white people are not made up by an O'Guardian and a Bible, because it's proven, I mean, fact. Not Nagasa. Follow history, not Bible, because Bible is not certified by not even a kindergarten student. All right? And none of the biblical great preachers, none of them certified say Adam and Eve was ever in a garden. So what are we doing with these sodomites talking about Christmas and Easter and Jesus died on a cross and all of that? All right? Let's go further now and read the thing. The neuroendocrine. The neuroendocrine system is a highly complex and tightly controlled network of hormones released by endocrine glands throughout the body. The levels of some of the hormones are regulated in a fairly straightforward manner by the end products that they influence. Thus, blood sugar levels primarily regulate insulin, and glucagon release by the pancreas. Other hormones, for example, those of the HPA, HPG, and HPT axis, hormone cascade, whose activities are controlled through elaborate feedback mechanisms. In addition, numerous indirect interactions exist between the various hormone systems governing body functioning. For example, hormones such as GH and thyroid hormone, though their effects on cellular metabolism, through GH and thyroid hormone, through their effects on cellular metabolism, may modify blood sugar levels and accordingly insulin release. Similarly, similarly, alcohol's effects on one hormone system may have direct consequences for other systems. So alcohol, raise a flag there. Thereby contributing to alcohol's influence on the functioning of virtually every organ in the body. It is important to keep this interconnectedness of neuroendocrine system in mind when analyzing alcohol's impact on various hormones. Which are described in the remaining articles in this issue. Hormone system. As this article has indicated in describing the various endocrine glands and their hormones, some hormones are controlled directly by the metabolic pathways that they influence. For example, blood sugar levels directly control insulin and glucagon release by the pancreas, and calcium levels in the blood regulate TTH release. Conversely, any hormones produced by target glands are regulated by pituitary hormones, which in turn are controlled by hypothalamic, which in turn are controlled by the hypothalamic hormones. Examples of such regulatory hormonal cascades include the hypothalamic, pituitary, adrenal, HPA axis, the hypothalamic gonadal, HPG axis, and the hypothalamic pituitary thyroid, HPT axis, which are described briefly in the following section, of which I did not get to write that. This is the portion that I have read, that I have written. So I hope that this brings some educational knowledge to someone who probably have never heard this information before. But this is on the interface, that anytime you go on my profile page, the Cosmic Philosopher, it is on. Anytime you play these audios, this information is on the interface, and the title of this audio is Elohim Civilized Prehistory Man Endocrine, not Caucasoids. Learn the principal fact. That is the title of this. If you want to come to the profile page of Cosmic Philosopher, this is the title of the show, and the date of it is 2021. That is 2021. That's the date of it. All right. So that's about it. And that is how much I have to tell you so far. And I gave you a little preface and everything. And I don't have much more to say here. And I want to let's see, there is a name. I want to research. There's a word I want to research. I'm looking for it here. is Amon, produced by Private Bands and Turbans and Adrenal. Yes, I keep on forgetting this name. It's A-D. R-E-A. A-D-R-E-N. A-D. Adrenal, pituitary, adrenal. Pituitary. Okay. All right. So that's about all I have on. I'm going to close out now, and let's hope that all be well, and may the Elohim have mercy on us. Take care.